that. He was asked to do that by some of the CCAM counties. And so that'll hopefully be a positive thing for Southwest Missouri and just for our funding. All right, so we're going to talk a little bit about the Bell Grant application that we put together for Taney County Expressway. And so hopefully this thing will get to work. I got to turn it on. All right, I'm going to give you the highlights from 2018 we submitted on this. There were 851 applications, 150 made it to the finalists. We were highly recommended, made it into that final. We had a moderate risk for project readiness, and we were selected as a highly rated applicant. On the debrief phone call, moderate risk for project readiness is basically if you don't have a full environmental clearance, then you automatically get a moderate risk because there could be something that comes up. At the same time, we were one of the higher rated first round ones, what they called their first round. They blatantly said most of the time, or most of the ones funded, it was their second or third time through, as far as going through with under the new build grant. I know we had skipped a deal there. It made it to the final selection. There was, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, I think it was 82 nationally funded, selected by the secretary. And we were not in that, so we were somewhere in between that number 83 and 150. They don't really tell you what score or what rank you're in. But they highly encouraged us to make a couple minor changes and resubmit. They thought that we'd have a great chance on doing it again, or as far as getting it. So we'll talk about the expressway itself. For those unfamiliar, in the yellow, we've got Menards development right there. We've got Hollister development all the time going on over there. Our yellow roads here show the new road. As it cuts through, there's Turkey Creek that it goes over. It kind of crisscrosses the power line that cuts through there. Comes back, goes by the schools. There'll be a pedestrian overpass right in that area, if I'm pointing at the right area. We'll see it in a minute in the video for the children. We'll improve the intersections there. Coon Creek Road. Rick, you said you drove on it and on your way here. The county did a tremendous job putting that together. We just finished a three-span bridge there over Coon Creek, and then the county put together the road itself. This new expressway will connect you to that, and then we'll do a little bit of road improvements right there at the termination with the MoDOT route. Our goal or our hope is that this will turn into the primary movement through that area. It used to be the primary movement years ago, then they decided to put the stop sign and move the stop sign around. We're hoping that it'll basically revert back. Safety is the number one priority for us. This just talks about the state of Missouri's 8th in the nation for fatalities. We have a lot. Unfortunately, our existing roadways lack many design standards, especially within this area, just because they were built for the terrain, built 100 years ago, and just kind of updated as we go. The expressway will meet or exceed current design standards. This shows the existing route 76 that most all the traffic that we use the expressway takes right now. All the little lines in red, you can see that's where we went and we looked at what the design speed was and or what basically what was it designed to. And all of these ones in red don't exactly meet the design code currently. This project, when completed, is estimated to reduce fatalities by 8 fatalities, 31 serious injuries, 182 minor injuries, and 475 property damage-only crashes. So it should have a very large impact over the next 20 years on safety within the area. It will also help to decrease congestion and improve the capacity and reduce the travel time. About a 33% reduction on both BB and 76 is what we're anticipating. This will extend the life of BB and 76. And 76, especially, I'm more familiar with that one than BB because I drive that one more often. It's a pretty tight road and needs help much as we can get off of that thing. This will save about 77,000 hours per year, which is about $1 million annually. It will help provide intermodal connectivity. There are two airports within a few minutes of the proposed corridor, and it does intersect the Missouri National. Missouri Northern Arkansas Railroad, which does help a little bit on that. This will open up 3,000 acres to development opportunities, 25% shorter commute for those people that go back and forth. In total, good around 2.8 miles annually, which is about a trip to the moon 5 times per year. So as we come up on the anniversary of our actual moon landing. That's kind of an interesting tidbit. Again, the two airports and the railroad. Can save up to about $24.5 million for the public over 20 years. Project cost itself, right now it's sitting at about $30 million. That includes some contingency on that, with Taney County pledging to put a maximum contribution of $8 million up. Benefits versus cost. Benefits are about 74.5. If you add an all-in total cost comes in around, this is a little bit outdated slide there on the 26.59, works out to around a 3.1 cost benefit analysis, what got put into the final report there. We've got broad support. This is a list of people that all sent support letters, and we thank every single one of them. We've got some of the school districts, we've got property owners along the corridor, we've got the Hollister Chamber of Commerce, the City of Hollister, Taney County, we've got our state reps, our senators, people like that, all are in support of this project, so we're happy to have that. Talk about the timeline. Right now, we recently had a meeting here on the environmental assessment with Federal Highway. They recommend to go to a CE2, so we're working through that process right now. Got budgeted 1 year for that. It's kind of hard to read, but out here, this is 2024. We'll all be driving on the new road, hopefully, assuming that we can get some funding. And we'll work through this environmental planning portions and then work through the preliminary final design right away. As we work forward on all that, that helps to reduce our risk, which helps our standings within the grant program itself. Road forward. Environmental process is primarily what we're working on right now. We need to complete the environmental process, begin a detailed environmental corridor review. Bat habitat assessment is going to need to be completed, which we're starting work on. So basically, we're going to take out electrics. Some of those trees may be bad habitat. What is kind of nice is that in this area, there is a lot of quality habitat nearby, so it's not like we're taking out the last trees in a giant area of fields. So shouldn't be a huge problem. We have to follow the rules on that, which start out with a habitat assessment. Then we may need to go to acoustical and netting, and then we may need to do some sort of remediation. Probably what we're going to end up doing is getting the green light to remove the trees in the winter whenever the bats aren't in there. That's what pretty much happens on most of these projects. Ensuring jurisdictional designation of the wetlands to the corridor. There's a number of big bridges on this project that will go through over floodplains. One of those has a little bit of mapped wetlands down Turkey Creek, so we'll need to work on the corridor to go through that. Noise assessments. Most of the middle section is fairly rural, so we can get by with a topographic noise assessment, but we will need to put up reflectors and do some minor studies, is the way that Federal Highway coined it, for residential property area and near the schools. Water quality impacts, just got to follow the rules on that, just document. Basically, that'll come out with our plans. Here's what the contractor can and can't do. Cultural resource assessment, we've done a phase one. We have to get that over to MoDOT to have them do a final review, and then they request a little bit of additional information. In that cultural resource assessment, we did 40 dig locations along the corridor. Floodplain assessment, we will be crossing 3 floodplains, so we will be getting floodplain permits for that. Elevations, elevate construction, phase impacts, and post-construction impacts, that will just be part of our overall document, and then we'll refine the roadway in preparation for right of way. We have launched a website. If you'd like to submit comments, we'd love to have them. I don't think we've actually had any comments on it yet, to be honest with you. I know last week we were looking at them weren't yet. But taneyandcoexpress.com, if you want to just kind of see how it's going, it's a part of the process, make sure people have the option to stay up to date. So that is that portion of it. If you'll exit out of that real quick, I'll show a video of it.
It's right here.
Exit out. And then this video is the bottom one there. That was the front there. Should be fun. So this is a video we put together here at Great River. And this shows the roadway alignment currently in a 3D rendering. You can see the bridges there. We're going to cross Maple Street. We're going over the old barn, is the structure that we just went over right there. that kind of goes off down to the woods a little bit, and then we'll get ready to pass Turkey Creek here in a second. I remember, I think there's some cattle grazing at Turkey Creek. And a fairly large structure, would be well above the water. This is based off of the geographic survey that we've done, and a LIDAR data that we currently have, and then a rough alignment. So it'll be finalized in the final design, but this gives you a pretty good idea. This is, we come up to the Hollister Elementary School. Do I need power lines again? And then as we come up the hill here to the, you can see that there's a pedestrian bridge right there that will help us students being able to cross back and forth. There's Highway BB comes in, and then it goes off into Coon Creek Road right there. But that kind of ends this portion of the video. We did not include the Coon Creek portion of it at this time. Hopefully that gives you a good example of what we're planning out there. Do we have any questions? I'm trying to answer them.
I may not have seen it on that video, but how does the transition there, and you actually see the link off there going to the industrial park, and also there at Maple Street, would that, like the industrial park's going from just a street way into?
Yeah, so it's going to
be a light, or what was that envisioned that would be the transition there?
I would envision probably a light at this point, but we're not quite that far along with that, with the exact termination.
We've got a very small used area of the industrial park, but a very important one, linking into it. That's the reason you've got it there, I suppose. But how that transition is, interesting to see how that.
We've got to work on that, and then again from Menards there, but we're going to work pretty close with Rick on that portion of it and make sure that it serves the city's needs best that we can.
Then Maple Street would be the same way.
Maple Street will probably be, there'll be a stop sign on Maple with the primary movement being through the expressway.
So you've got some Maple yellow going short distance both directions.
Yeah, to make sure we meet grade. We're still going to do some transitions at those. Whether we chase them back 50 feet or 300 feet, we're going to have to merge.
I think about a mile and a half for a place to cover it.
Just a couple miles.
Yeah, but it's okay with us. Actually, we're tomorrow or day after, we're putting in a new 12-inch waterline valve to facilitate that crossing in the future. So, I mean, it seems like this stuff is way out there, but when it comes time to extend water lines and do other things that this is going to do,
time passes quickly, too.
We've already started on some of that.
The final details it's not fully designed as of today. The final details aren't worked out. We're working closely with the City of Hollister and Canyon County. Everybody's been a great partner so far on it. The landowners have all been in support of it, been good partners. They had a little bit of concerns, but for the most part, we've addressed all their concerns, and they seem to be fairly happy with it and on board. It's a work in progress. The build grant's been submitted, so hopefully we'll get some good news on that. Be able to hit a home run and get a lot of money out of that, and move this thing forward at a real fast pace. We had a great environmental kickoff meeting the other day at Federal Highway, where we got it moved from an environmental assessment to a CE2, which will lower the burden a good bit on the county to get full environmental clearances on it. So that was a positive step forward. Now we just need to follow the direction that they laid out in order to meet that CE2 and make sure they don't change their mind on it. But we're working down that path right now.
I'm going to go to the commission on Monday and see about when they want to schedule a public meeting on this. I think it's pretty important that we do that maybe before school starts even next month. But I'll see what they...
Excellent idea. The sooner the better.
They want to do.
Also, too, in